He knows very well what we have, the eighth largest economy in the entire world and the most sophisticated agribusiness industry worldwide, and he's come to visit us and share some of his knowledge with us. I want to highlight, too, that he spent some time in Iowa, just like the current Vice President, Xi Jinping, who spent some time in Iowa as well, too. As we know, the Vice President of the People's Republic of China, Xi Jinping, will be the next president of the People's Republic of China coming up soon in October. So I know that our great esteemed President Pro Tem also as well will just spend some time in Nanjing, and we have the former mayor also too, or vice mayor of Nanjing, Mr. Pro Tem, if you want to come. I know you were up there last year.
Well, thank you very much, Senator De Leon. Let me welcome our guests as well. It was a lifetime experience to be able to travel to China with some of my colleagues and to visit the wonderful province of Nanjing. The country of China is changing so fast, and we all have a lot to learn from one another, I think. And so these exchanges are very, very important. I welcome you as President of the Senate.
Members, let us join our President Pro Tem in welcoming our guests from the People's Republic of China. Members, are there any other items under motions and resolutions? Senator De Leon.
Mr. President, one last thing I forgot to mention. There will be a reception for the Vice Minister of Agriculture right in this room, room 211. Please, all members, come meet the Vice Minister. I believe with the new administration coming up October, he's going to go higher places from there. So it's very important, especially our Central Valley folks, to come meet the Vice Minister. Thank you.
Members, are there any other items under motions and resolutions? Any other items under privileges of the floor? If not, I will simply announce before I turn to Senator Steinberg that the Committee on Environmental Quality will meet at 2:30. Senator Yee, for what purpose?
Memory.
Please proceed, Senator Yee. One moment while we call the attention of the Senate, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, and I want to thank staff for helping me remember this. Wilson Liu, who was born in Taishan, Guangdong Province in China, passed away on April 25th in San Francisco Richmond District at the age of 103. He was a Kuomintang Central Advisory Member, San Francisco Dr. Sun Yat-sen Memorial Hall Honorary President, and the Northern California Cantonese Association Honorary President. In China, he was a magistrate of the Longmang County, Guangdong, and he was a party chief of the Guangdong Special City Committee. He was also a publisher of the Guangdong Herald Daily. In San Francisco, he founded the quarterly newsletter for the American Longgong Benevolent Association and completed a series of books on the Kuomintang 100-year development in the United States with over a million copies. He stood for liberty and democracy all of his life, and our thoughts and prayers go to him and his family. Thank you.
Senator Yee, thank you very much. Please convey the condolences of the Senate to friends and family. And Senator Yee, I'm advised by the desk staff, they do need you to bring that name forward to ensure that the deceased is properly memorialized. Senator Price, for what purpose do you rise?
Announcement, Mr. President. I'd just like to announce that the BNP committee will meet immediately following adjournment in room 3191. We only have one bill before us. It will be out quickly, but we need everyone there. Thank you.
Senator Kehoe, one moment, please. Senator Kehoe, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. For an announcement.
Please proceed.
The Senate Committee on Appropriations will resume our hearing immediately upon adjournment of floor session.
Thank you very much. Members, are there any other items under committee announcements, privileges of the floor, motions and resolutions? If there is no other business, Senator Steinberg, I believe the desk is clear.
Thank you very much. Mr. President, a very busy week. Session will resume 9 o'clock on Thursday. All right? Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Steinberg. Members, the Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m. Until that time, and without objection, we are in recess.